I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and In Health.
You bitch.
So now, let me ask you a question. When you usually tell that story...
from the Mardyke estate. There'll be people listening going, yeah, that's all you need to know.
Do you tell that story as in a couple of teenagers stole my bike?
Yeah, no, because it's not as funny.
You should.
It's teenage girls, yeah. Sort of 13, 14.
Oh, poor little James.
Yeah.
Right, well, on the topic...
That was the worst thing. And that was the worst thing that happened to me as a kid.
Yeah.
I think kids nowadays have much worse stuff.
Oh, they do.
To put up with.
On the topic of childhood, and you already mentioned music, are there any specific songs that just take you back?
Eiffel 65, Blue, 1998. I had that on cassette.
Dabba-dee-dabba-dye.
Yeah, I had that on cassette. You might want to fact check that for me. I'm quite good with 90s music and years when they came out and stuff.
What did you say?
98.
Right. Okay.
I'll tell you a little secret about if you want a clip to go get good engagement, get music facts wrong.
Yeah.
Because they all write in. A little tip for you. Any of you out there?
98. That's right.
It's right, yeah. I had that on cassette. Obviously, cassette. I had the single, and then there was two remixes that came with it as well. I had Mr. I only have just discovered within the last week how you pronounce this.
What?
I thought it was called Mr. Oizo with flat beat with flat Eric. Do you remember the Levi's advert with that little... puppet. You don't remember that?
No,
I don't. It was a huge cultural thing.
Sorry.
And I had that on cassette as well. I thought it was called Mr. Oizo, O-I-Z-O. It's Mr. Wazo.
Right.
I only just found that out within the last week.
Okay.
I can talk about the 90s
with you. I know.
Listen, it was great. It was so good.
Did you record the... top 10 off the radio into a cassette as well. I remember doing that.
Yeah, I had loads of radio shows on cassette that I would put in my Walkman.
Yeah.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I wish, yeah.
Go on, you wish.
I just wish it was still like that.
And then we've also already touched on this about TV, but what was your favourite TV show as a kid?
In the 90s, loved Clarissa Explains It All.
Well, it could be 90s and 2000s because we were still young teenagers in the 2000s.
I've got to be honest, by the time I got post 2000, I think I went all miserable and teenage.
Right.
Because there's stuff that you tell me about, and you're only 6 months younger than me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wasn't watching that. I was way too old.
But I had a lot of young cousins.
I had a younger sister as well.
Yeah, but there was about six of us in my grandpa's house every day after school. So when I was ready to move on to watching Blue Peter, they still wanted to watch cartoons. Like I remember watching like the Cramp Twins and stuff like that. Yeah. But you were too old to watch that, but yeah. I still watched all that because I had younger cousins.
No, I loved it. CITV in the 90s, Nightmare.
Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, was a big one for me. I loved that.
Sabrina, I didn't mind Sabrina. I preferred Clarissa.
Clarissa Explains
It All.
Yeah.
There's Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. Do you remember the Australian one, Round the Twist?
Round the Twist.
Have you ever felt like this? It's strange things happen. Are you going round the twist?
Going round the twist.
I love that one.
Fucking weird.
I know, it was really weird.
So fucking weird. If you really showed that to your kids these days,
they'd be like,
they'd be like, what the fuck are you watching? Yeah. They were Australian, weren't they? And they lived in a lighthouse.
Family in a lighthouse, yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck was that all about?
The Queen's Nose. Remember
Queen's
that?
Nose. What was the one? Bernard's Watch or something?
Oh, I used to want Bernard's Watch so much.
It used to freak me out.
Stop
because
time.
No, because I already, and I think this has been commented on, like in sort of the public consciousness, but I used to think, well, you're stopping time, but you're still
He's
aging.
He's still getting older. Yeah, I've thought about that.
And that
yeah.
used to freak me. I used to be really scared for the fella.
Because I would stop time every morning.
Do you remember Brum?
Yes, the little car.
So that's very young, that.
Yeah, I loved
Brum,
that.
Brum, the little sort of T Model
little
T
yellow car.
Ford car, yeah. What was the dog as well?
Oh, Auntie Mabel. Pippin.
No, there was a different one.
Do you remember Tots TV? I used to love that as well.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3
Yeah.
Rosie and Jim.
Rosie and Jim, that was my favourite.
Yeah, on the old rag doll.
Yeah, that was my bit. We need to move on. Yeah, holy shit. Holy shit. Come outside. No.
Wishbone. That was it. Wishbone.
Yeah. God. Oh, Goose. There's some TV shows here. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
I love that. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the
Me
Dark?
Me too.
The Tale of the Mouldy Sock.
Throw the sand
yeah, it was
in.
Great.
Yeah. Baker Grove. Oh, I tell you what I did once. This was at primary school, and I don't think I've ever told anybody this. There was an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, right?
Yeah.
And it was this great story, and it really got me, and I was like, this is the best episode.
All right.
And then it just stuck with me. It was something to do with phones and, like, a bad guy can get you through the phone, something like that, right? And a little while later, we were to write stories in English, and I just ripped that story off and wrote it as my own. When I tell
it
you...
It won an award.
Yeah. It got awards. It got sent away to be... I think it was, like, put into, like, a, you know, like, those little regional competitions.
Yeah.
I was in, like, the top three, and I was like, this has got out of hand. This is just an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Baker Grove, I loved that.
I didn't watch Baker Grove.
I loved Baker Grove. Baker Grove.
Baker Grove. Pikachu.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
It's a little laugh at the end. Chuckle Vision. I loved Chuckle Vision.
Yeah. I got to be honest, I found them irritating.
I loved it.
Even when I was a kid, I was like, you two are a pair of fucking idiots.
Tell you my other favourite one, Bodger and Badger.
Bodger and Badger, mashed potatoes.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, let's move on.
Remember playground stuff, Tamagotchis. Yep.
Tamagotchis,
which
yo-yos
I didn't have as a kid.
Were back in
yeah,
for a
yo-yos,
while.
That I feel like that was 2000.
Pogs, do you remember them?
Yeah, of course I do.
Right, just trying to join in the conversation.
Of course I remember Pogs. Don't you remember that? We had a game at school that got banned.
Was it Bulldog?
Bulldog, yeah.
Yeah, it got banned at our school as well.
Yeah,
what was it? People kept flipping out.
What was it?
So you had to lock hands.
Yeah.
And you ran
from one end of the
and
the
person
playground
had
to the other.
Run through.
Yeah.
And they just kept flipping.
It was really violent.
Smacking
their
head on the floor.
We also had another game. This became a thing at my school. I don't know if this became a thing anywhere else. The game was that you got like a pair of tights from your mum or something, and you put a tennis ball in it. And you stood by the wall and smacked the ball between, like, you'd look...
In the corner.
Remember those things, those clacker things?
Yeah, yeah,
where it was,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The two balls that would, like, and you'd go clack, clack, clack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
like a... Like a sort of
yeah, no, that
human-sized version of that.
That never took off.
Anyway, people kept getting hit and there was black eyes and stuff and that got banned. But yeah, Pogs, Tamagotchis. I didn't get a Tamagotchi when I was a kid.
I know, because you bought
one
for yourself
so I got one
recently. Childhood crush.
Yeah, Spice Girls. They came
Spice
in pretty
Girls,
fucking
yeah.
hard for me, mate. Jesus Christ, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Spice Girls, 1995. If you want to be my lover, I was.
It's Wannabe was the first
Wannabe,
single.
Yeah, yeah. So well, I would have been 7 or 8.
Right.
5, yeah.
And who was it? Who?
Just all of them. But I was but I had a, you know, I had a big thing for Baby. I had a big thing for Sporty because she liked football and she wore Adidas. But I didn't
understand.
Is that
doing it for you today?
Well, I mean, but that was I was just. I couldn't understand it. I was too young to understand.
You don't know why you liked.
I was like, why do I? Yeah,
them.
I was like, why do I like looking at these girls?
Yeah. Well, that was like Harrison. Do you remember Harrison?
Yeah,
the
Katy
first
Perry.
Time we ever saw him having that weird thing where he didn't know why he wanted to keep watching it, but he constantly asked for Katy Perry, the Roar, where she's in the jungle and she's wearing like the little thing, and he would just watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I think we might need to wean him off of Katy Perry in a bikini. Yeah. He loved it.
Yeah, I didn't mind watching it either.
No, you were quite happy to constantly put it on for him. Every time I came in, you two were just sitting watching it. But so, Spice Girls, obviously.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely
did you have
nuts.
Any unconventional? So I've got one, right? So one of my very, very first crushes, and it was the same with you. I didn't know why I really liked it so much, but I just wanted to watch it all the time and I just loved it, was Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
And I just thought that, I mean, I know he's Johnny Depp, who's obviously very handsome, but he was Edward Scissorhands and I was just like, my God, I just want to watch this all the time.
Yeah.
He's just so, there's something about this person. And my other one was Beetlejuice.
Right. He's famously gross and disgusting.
Oh,
just
yeah.
thought he was sexy.
Yeah, I just loved him. It was just something about him. He was so crude.
Yeah.
Loved it. And then probably, if we're going to go really weird.
Yeah.
Scar from The Lion King.
Scar from The Lion King. That is weird.
But did you never fancy like a... Because I also remember really, really distinctly my favourite Disney film was Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
And I fancied the Beast. I loved the Beast. I thought
right.
he was very handsome. And then at the end, when he turned into the prince, I was like, ugh!
Right.
I'd want him to be the Beast forever.
Yeah.
I was honestly, every time he turned into the prince, I was like gutted
yeah.
for you, Belle. Is that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. Mine was
I don't
just,
think
it is. Mine was just the classic, the...
The human, the, normal lady.
No, but what's her name from Roger Rabbit?
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Who wasn't a rabbit.
No, she wasn't.
She was a human
yeah.
cartoon.
That was just
she was married to Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
And that's just so she took his name.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to...
We
put,
all
just trying to,
understood that, by the way.
Yeah, some people don't. And they,
nobody thinks she's a rabbit.
They shame you. Yeah, Lion King. Do you remember everyone had Lion King on pirate video? Absolutely everyone had Lion King on pirate video because I think it came out like 94.
Lion King was the first movie I saw at the cinema.
Mine was Aladdin.
It was the first ever time I went to the
1992.
cinema. 1992. Date, man, we're here.
I just love the 90s. Absolutely
you do.
Love the 90s.
You do.
No, Lion King came out, but it took the Lion King about... I don't know, 3 years to be able to come out on home video.
Oh, really?
So there was just a pirate copy that went about
right.
in my school. Every single person bought it.
Did you ever have the guy that would like come into the pub and stuff with pirate videos?
Yeah. I used to love going to the video shop.
Yeah,
used
that's
to,
another thing that we're missing.
Go there on a Saturday morning and I'd rent a game for my Sega Master
yeah.
System or something. That would be me for the weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. And then a genius guy, because I never went to Blockbuster. It was like a sort of...
like a little local one.
It was
one.
A local one
yeah.
on Broad Street in Dagenham. And then some genius stuck them all in a van and would go around drive around the estate.
Wow.
And you'd go outside. It was like the Ice Cream Man, but,
yeah.
but for rented
yeah.
videos. I went through so many Jackie Chan films. Like, even the ones that were dubbed.
Right.
I went through, like, a couple of months of going through, like, a real Jackie
yeah.
Chan phase.
I love Jackie Chan. But Rush Hour films are brilliant.
Oh, they're great. I think they're doing a new... Are they doing another one? Are they doing Rush Hour 4?
Yeah,
I think so. I cannot fucking wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Oh, I do miss it, actually. Now you've said that.
Yeah.
Now we've been talking about it.
Oh, my God. It was so great.
It was so good. Ugh. Anyway.
Rubbish now. It's so depressing and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that just because I'm an adult and I'm supposed to be depressed
No, we've got kids, yeah.
And I can see them getting stressed
just
out about
stuff. Just the magic
stuff.
Isn't there. Not even magic, just the sort of, I don't know, it's
the
weird.
Nonsense. There was so much nonsense that we all just got involved with.
Yeah.
We just jumped on it. Just was like, yeah, Mr. Blobby's number one. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that. That's all it was.
Yeah, true. Oh. Well, maybe you should do a 90s podcast by yourself.
Mate.
Get people on of a certain age and chat to them about it.
I'd love it.
I feel
I'd
like that's something
it.
That could really work. Well, if you'd shut up for a second to give them a chance to talk,
yeah.
Obviously.
I think a six-parter.
A proper special.
Just a little
get
six-part.
Get some really great guests.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, that's the thing. That is the thing that me and Suggy, we bond over.
Yeah, you and Joe Sugg.
We talk about all the old video games, and we both played the same stuff.
Yeah,
and was like
you were very
excited.
Similar.
Yeah,
yeah.
When me and Joe start talking about the 90s.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I know. Right, Jimmy. I hate to say this to you, mate, but we're gonna have to move on.
I suppose so.
We've done
the
nostalgia.
Do like talking about the 90s. Let us know in the comments. Is there comments?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Let us know. Send us messages if you'd like a little bonus episode just about the 90s.
Well, there might be people listening who their nostalgia isn't the 90s, it's the 80s, maybe even the 70s. Let's hear for them. What was even better then?
Well, 70s, 80s, 90s all look fun.
Yeah.
I can tell you the 90s was fun. 80s looked incredibly fun. 70s looked a hell of a time. 60s was when everyone was coming off rations, so they couldn't believe their fucking luck. Then the internet happened.
Oh, no.
And it went shit.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
That would be blame?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do blame the internet.
Right, well, we have got to move on.
Yeah.
But don't fret.
I'm not fretting.
Because we've got a marital mayhem.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we do move on to marital mayhem, I just need to, we cannot move on from the 90s without mentioning Beadle.
Jeremy Beadle.
Without mentioning Beadle's About and You've Been Framed.
You've
just
been
wanted
framed.
To quickly mention it. Okay. Beadle's About was absolutely amazing. Do you remember the Baldy Man?
The Baldy Man, yeah. Wait, what are you talking about?
The bloke with the big comb over and...
Rab C. Nisbet?
No. No, he had his own TV show. Mr. Baldy Man.
Oh, no, I'm talking about... The Baldy Man was Gregory Fisher.
Right.
That's not what you're talking about.
We had a TV... I don't know if it was up in Scotland. Well, if you already had your own Baldy Man.
Rab C. Nisbet the Baldy Man.
That guy there.
That's Rab C. Nisbet!
Oh! What well, he had
Gregory
Fisher. That must be a spin-off then. I didn't know that was from Rab C. Nisbet.
No. He's not Rab C. Nisbet in it.
Oh,
it's another show.
That he did.
Yeah.
Right.
But he is Rab C. Nisbet.
I've not watched Rab C. Nisbet.
You would love it, James. We should watch that again.
Yeah.
We should buy that on iTunes. We should watch that.
I don't know. I'm supposed to be well into my comedy and stuff. I've not
Rab
watched.
Rab C. Nisbet's brilliant.
Was it rude?
Yeah.
That's probably why I didn't. Was it really rude?
Again, this is a 90s thing as well, because the stuff we watched, I would never let the kids watch.
I know.
I can't really remember.
I think I've mentioned it before.
But
when
I watched Rab C. Nisbet
when
with
I
my
got
baby.
The boys to sit down and watch Twins with me. And that was like a childhood film. It was like a, it was, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito romp.
Yeah, I know.
And then there's a scene where Arnold Schwarzenegger's just reading the Playboy. Yeah, and there's just tits in it.
A pair of boobs, I know. Now, yeah, now the baldy man, I loved that. My favourite one was when he went to the swimming, the leisure centre, and he got stuck in the sauna.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came out and he was all skinny.
Yeah. And of course, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. We watched that every Christmas.
We watched it over Christmas, didn't we?
We always watch that. Right, we've got to move on.
Yes, got to move on.
We've got to move on. Marital Mayhem. Do you want to read it or do you want me to
read it? I'll give it a go. I'll try reading. I've only just learnt, so bear with me. Help me with our dispute. That's how it starts.
Oh, Lord, okay.
My husband's best friend is a girl, but I get vibes from her that she wants him. Oh, Christ. Doesn't engage with me and treats him like he's hers. Her engagement party, she jumped into his arms and wrapped her legs around him to say hello. Yeah, that's not on. That's not on.
Keep reading. Keep reading. Oh, my.
At our wedding, she took him off for an arm-in-arm walk around the grounds before we did. He insists she's just a friend and I trust him, but I don't trust her. We've been together 8 years and they work together every day, but I've had no interaction with her. It's causing lots of problems with us and I am not shy when communicating. Do I speak to her, ban him from working with her, or get a grip and get on with my life? No, that's not on. That's inappropriate. That's well inappropriate.
I am fuming.
Nah, not for me, that. Not for me.
I don't even know. Did she leave a name?
No.
Oh, mate.
Not for me.
I don't even know where to start.
Go in and say, do me a favour, stop wrapping your legs around my husband. And you would, that's not unreasonable. If it was round the other way around, I'd be fighting. I'd be getting beaten up over it. I'd be beating someone up over it. but you would.
You know what this is? And I've learned this for the internet. Do you know what she is?
What?
She's a pick me girl.
What's that mean? I don't know this one.
That's these girls who are like, my best friend's a boy. You wouldn't understand. Like, we just get on so well. I'm one of the lads. Yeah. I'm such a like, fuck off.
I'm gonna be honest now, right? And nothing against women, but I don't want to be friends with them. You know.
No, me neither. No,
but it is, you know, unless there's something going to happen there, I'm not going to talk to a woman.
Because that way you're always talking to me.
That's it. That's why I'm always talking to you.
Right.
No, that is, I was joking. I got some groans in the room then when I said that. No, there is, that's not the touching, the sort of platonic flirting, hitting each other and stuff like that. And the touching, putting arms around each other. No. That's not going to go on. Mm-mm. If I see you doing that, I'm pulling you aside and saying, do you want to knock that on the head?
Right, so that's the thing. She's asking, do I speak to her? Do I talk to him? Do I get a grip? No, you don't get a grip. Absolutely not. This is unacceptable behaviour of the highest order. Get that fucking bitch told.
Nothing gets women.
Oh, the sun against this woman. Because I know this kind of woman.
No,
I know who she is. I know exactly her. Well, she's
I don't have any problems with that, though.
What?
I don't have any women being inappropriate with me.
No, but if you... listen, you cannot let a woman take your husband at your wedding, arm in arm, and walk around the grounds before you do.
Yeah, weird.
Jump up into his arms and wrap her legs around him.
Yeah, I know.
At her own engagement party. Well, I tell you what you could do if you want to get really petty. Start becoming best pals with her fiancé. See how she likes it.
Just knock her out. Just have a fight.
Well, that's what I'd do.
So, you know, we're talking about the 90s. That's how differences were sold back then.
Listen.
Little dust up.
First of all, you should be saying to him, gonna stop letting that shit happen. Yeah. It really pisses me off. And if he insists on, oh, we're just friends, then sorry, but he's, you know, that's not great. However, I would definitely talk to her and I would definitely put her in her place and say, listen, I get that you're his pal and all that sort of stuff. Wrap your legs around him again. I'll wrap my fucking horns around your throat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm no into that at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Oh, I'll tell you this now. If I've got a friend, I mean, I don't have any friends. If I've got a girlfriend who's wrapping their legs around me, I'm probably having an affair or something.
You are?
I'm probably having an affair at that point.
Oh, you think that's classed as cheating?
No, I just think there's something going on. There maybe an emotional affair or something.
No.
Maybe they're...
Yeah, well, that's what she's saying. She's saying that she knows.
So if you...
She knows that she wants
If you ever see me behaving like that, that's what's going on, by the way.
Well, let me tell you something,
because I've got no
James.
Interested in it.
Let me tell you something. I will never see you behaving like that. And if I do, it'll be the one and only time.
Why? What's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
You're going to punish me. You're going to tell me off.
I'm set with me tonight.
Maybe I might do it to make you jealous.
Yeah. Oh, no, Hen, come on. No, absolutely not. And I know exactly who you're talking about. And let me tell you something. She will crumble under the weight of confrontation. I know what kind of person she is. You go in there, guns blazing, look her straight in the eye.
That on the head. Because if it was Claire, if it was the other way around.
But it's being reciprocated by him.
And I'm watching you
him.
Being touchy-feely with a guy, a friend of yours and stuff. I began, do you want to fucking stop?
But let me tell you something else as well, because yes, this woman is a problem, but... Her husband, this person who's wrote in, her husband is just as bad because he's letting it happen.
Yeah.
And straight out, years ago, 8 years they've been married, years ago he should have said, listen, come on, you can't do
Wrap
that.
Wrap your legs around me, love. Can't do that.
Oh, man. That's put me in a bad mood. I'm furious
for
her.
Well, don't do that thing where you project it onto me as if I've done something wrong.
That's you that does that.
No, you do it sometimes as well.
I don't do that. It's you when you have a bad dream.
Listen, let's move on. We've helped you out there. You're absolutely right.
You got to talk to her. Talk to them both. Set them straight.
Let's move on to vow a change for this
Are
week.
Are we moving on before moving I get on. Too angry?
We're moving on, moving on.
Well, you get some Calvin Klein socks on there, Jimmy.
I do, yeah.
Sort of a little CK there. God, that's when you know you got... You wouldn't blink at the bed sheets nowadays, would you, son?
Don't you worry.
Right, vow of change.
Vow of change for this week. I'm going to ask you, Claire, to stop nicking people's ideas and getting awards for them and stuff. You know your Claire DIY box or something?
Yeah, that's been done, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So let's nip that.
I didn't know that had been done, though. I'll admit, the story in primary school was 100% plagiarised. Stop nicking ideas, all right? Yeah. Okay, what, like a married couple starting a podcast?
Two married couples.
Stop doing stuff that's already been done.
Sat on a couch whinging about their lives. Yeah, stop doing that.
Right, okay, got it, yeah. Okay, what have I got for you? I'm trying to think of the episode so far. Stop talking about how good the Chinese were.
No, I never will.
Oh, I've got one.
Go on.
Do stop. This is so vague. This is so widespread.
Go on, go for it.
Being so irritating in the house.
Oh, no. You've got to be more specific.
Right,
than
well,
that.
I'm thinking, you know, the singing, the making the songs of whatever people say, more specifically, whatever I say,
right.
Especially when I'm getting pissed off.
I don't know if I can do that one.
No. Well, you got it. That's what you tell me.
That's it.
Got to. Fair to. Change.
Right, I'll go first then.
Stop fucking whistling and shouting in the background for no reason.
I'll go first.
Every time you're in there, you're as loud as you possibly can be. And I'll tell you what the annoying thing is, right? It's because you're bored. However, oh my God, if you're sitting down and you want to watch something, we've all got to be fucking quiet. But as soon as you've got nothing to watch, nobody else's time matters. What anybody else is doing doesn't matter. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
It's the rule of James.
And then when I get annoyed, I was only joking.
It's the rule of James.
Stop it.
All right.
Oh, you're going to get off. Oh, see, she's so mean.
No. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. It's
well,
the only problem.
Try.
I'm worried about.
Try.
Right, I'll go first. I promise from this day forth, I vow to stop singing and whistling in the kitchen.
No, I'm going to be more specific. Stop singing what I say to you when I'm asking you to stop singing.
That's the best bit.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Like when you're asking me to do stuff. Like sometimes it'll be something really serious happening. Like you'll be holding a letter or something. It'll be like, James, this has happened. James, this has happened.
Yeah.
No, we really need to get on top of this now. Like, you know, have you paid this yet? Because have you paid it yet?
Yeah. The bailiffs are coming. Yeah, and I'm just like, it gets me to the...
It's ground maintenance. I keep forgetting to pay ground maintenance and stuff.
Yeah.
Keeping the outside of the house looking nice. Yeah. You pay a company to do that.
Yeah.
I just keep forgetting.
I think it's because it still looks like shit.
Well, that's another discussion that we'll have with the company. Right, I promise that I'll stop from this day forth. For the week, I will stop doing those things.
What things?
I can't. The whistling, the singing, the song, the singing, it's everything the singing. That you say.
It's the singing what all I
right.
say.
So, all right, I'll do you a deal. I'll stop doing that if I can still sing whatever I'm doing in the kitchen. So that I do it loud enough.
Right,
so,
but then, okay.
I do it loud enough so you pause whatever you're watching.
Yeah, right,
and
so
stuff.
Then here's the next bit of that deal. When I say, James, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
You don't then retaliate with, James, can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah. All right.
Right?
All right. I've done my vow.
Okay.
You do yours. Stop nicking people's ideas.
Okay. I promise from this day forth that I will not plagiarise other people's ideas.
Good for you.
And win awards.
Good for you.
I didn't actually win the award, but I was up there.
You was up there?
I was up there.
It's really close. Imagine if you did.
What if we won an award for this podcast? Does that count? Other podcast awards? Have we not had one yet? We're working on it.
We better get an award.
I better get an award for this.
Yeah.
This original idea.
That would be absolutely hilarious. I want to collect an award and look at all those people and go, you must be fucking furious.
If we won it.
Yeah, you must be so pissed off.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think we're going to win an award.
No. I don't want one.
I do. I'd love an award.
I don't want one.
I do.
Just putting that out there.
Well, I do. So who do we have to bribe? Is there people we
can
bribe?
Who do we have to wrap our legs around?
Yeah. Well, I'd send you in. Wouldn't mind then.
Wrap this up, Jimmy.
Let's wrap it up. Don't forget to join us next week where you'll be able to hear whether or not we've stuck to our vows.
Yeah, and you
spoiler.
Better.
Spoiler for you.
No.
I think it's going to be or not.
No.
Also, don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and send us any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about. And one again, remember, what? Once again. And once again, reading. It's difficult. It's even more difficult when they don't spell the words right, in my defence.
Yeah, somebody else's fault.
Is that meant to say once again or one again?
I'd assume once.
Okay. And once again. See, I'm so unconfident reading. I don't know whether something is misspelt or not. That's a real sort of problem I've got.
See, I'm fine. I've been plagiarising for years. Yeah, I can switch the words into my own very quickly.
You know, I had to go to a special school and have tests and stuff.
Oh, no, you didn't.
About my reading. Have I not told you about that?
No.
I'll tell you about that next week. People were worried about me for a little while when I was younger. I had to go to like a thing with my mum and dad. My mum and dad went with me. My teacher sent me to a different sort of clinic place. There was a person
for
there.
For what?
I had to read and write, and they wanted to make sure that I wasn't dyslexic or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, remember, you can also send us your voice notes and messages to isaih@spirit-studios.com. All that's left. No, I've got to come up with a more pithy way of saying this. We'll finish off this podcast in the classic way by listening to Claire saying,
see you next Tuesday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily. to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.